Well, I'd been living in New York since 1959 until I took up acting lessons. Very exciting. And he said I should join him in... Very exciting. And it was... look at me through a magnifying glass. That he should make movies with me. To look at me through a magnifying glass.
I want you to hear this record I have. It's by this friend, this new friend I have in Europe. Her name is Nico. And he put this little 45 record on our stereo system and played it.
I'm not saying that I love you. I'm not saying that I care.
Chance. No, I'm not really. It's got to be tuned. You can't play guitar if it's out of tune.
10 boxes in the cupboard. And the key for that is the least secret bit you lift up next to
that was secret information that you take there.
Yeah.
It's just the same notes all the time. I rented the living room successfully. Took a while, but I managed it.
Took my baby
in a desperate land.
sing. There's danger on the edge of town, in a fire by the king's highway, baby.
Again.
It seems inside the gold mine.
Yeah, I'm sleeping at the highway.
By the highway west, baby.
Like a lady.
Ride the snake.
Dress.
To the lake, the ancient lake.
It comes riding up the highway.
The snake is long
in its sound.
7 miles.
Take back.
Ride the snake.
Death comes driving. Death comes creeping.
He's old and his skin is cold.
There must be something. The remains
is the best. The west is the best. Get here and we do the rest.
First night of the first Doors national tour, Jim Morrison stood up in a house full of liars and told the truth. He stood on stage, drunk and indignant, in Miami, Florida, and told us exactly what he thought of all of us. "You're all a bunch of fucking idiots," he bellowed. "Your faces are being shoved into the shit of the world, and you love it. You're all a bunch of fucking slaves. You must like getting pushed around. You must love it. You're all a bunch of idiots." And everyone gasped because Morrison was right, and they knew it. The room was still, but Morrison raged. "You didn't come here for music tonight. You didn't come here to hear some good songs, to hear some good musicians. You came here for something else." "What do you want me to do?" And there's always some smartass who will yell out just the wrong thing at just the right time. And this one yahoo screamed out in front of 15,000 people, "Show us your idiots." Morrison was astonished. He blinked into the darkness. "Is that what you want?" he asked, implying, "Is that all? Because, see, here's the man ready to nail himself to the cross for us, ready to die for us, to wake us up, and all we want is to see the Lizard King's idiots. We weren't only wimps, we were fools. We didn't deserve Jim Morrison anymore. He wasn't only ahead of his time, we weren't in step with ours anymore. To ask whether or not Jim whipped it out in Miami is irrelevant. It's also stupid. It's besides the whole point. Whatever Morrison did that night in Miami, he did for us. And he was arrested for it, and he went on trial for it. And rock and roll went on trial with him. Now they'll see. Now we'll get some results," I thought. "I mean, the man can't bust our music, right?" "Right. That's the last thing they could touch." It was the last thing they touched, and they put their dirty, pudgy, nicotine-stained fingers all over it. Rock and roll went on trial, and nobody cared. Nobody gave a fuck. Jim Morrison and the Doors fought in court with their own money to change the morality laws and the freedom of expression laws, and nobody came. Nobody listened. It was sickening. It was pathetic. No, apathetic is what it was. As the trial began and the months dragged on, you could see the change in Morrison physically as the realization dawned on him that we weren't simply worth the trouble anymore. We weren't worth the effort or the price. Morrison grew a beard, he put on weight, the leather pants didn't go back in a closet, they went to the trash this time. "Fuck you," he said, "you don't deserve the effort." He gave up. He gave up on you, and he gave up on me. But most frighteningly of all, he gave up on himself. And I could do nothing but watch and try and stay out of the way.